Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Christ, Our True Light, was written by Patricia Rabin. Go to the light. That's what my husband advised as we struggled to find our way out of a big city hospital on a recent Sunday afternoon. We'd visited a friend, and when we exited an elevator, we couldn't find anyone during weekend hours to point us to the front doors and the brilliant Colorado sunlight. Roaming around half-lit hallways, we finally encountered a man who saw our confusion. These hallways all look the same, he said, but the exit's this way. With his directions, we found the exit doors, leading indeed to the bright sunlight. Jesus invited confused, lost unbelievers to follow him out of their spiritual darkness in John chapter 8. I am the light of the world, he said. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In his light, we can see stumbling blocks, sin, and blind spots, allowing him to remove such darkness from our lives as he shines his light into our hearts and on our path. Like the pillar of fire that led the Israelites through the wilderness, Christ's light brings us God's presence, protection, and guidance. As John explained in John chapter 1, Jesus is the true light, and the darkness has not overcome it. Instead of wandering through life, we can seek him for direction as he lights the way. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, in a world filled with darkness, shine your true light in our hearts and on our paths. May your light spread across the world as we share you with others. It's in your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.